Join me in heading right to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Only two verses this morning, and then we will swing over by Psalm 29, only one verse. Hear the word of the Lord. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And turn with me to Psalm 29, one verse, number 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. In the waters, O Lord, you brought forth all that is. In the waters of the womb, O Lord, you fashioned us. In the waters of baptism, O Lord, you claim us. Stir up the waters again, O Lord. As your voice spoke at Jesus' baptism, speak once more to us this day. May your voice, strong and majestic, make clear our true identity as your beloved. And may it unleash in us the spirit of adventure and desire to proclaim your good news. We are grateful, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray, and all of God's children said, amen, amen. I can't believe it, but here we are 12 days into the new year. Collectively, as the church, we remain in Epiphany, a season where we witness through the biblical text the manifestation of God through Jesus Christ. Individually, we may have set some New Year resolutions. To eat healthier, I know some of you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but that happens to be mine. To eat healthier did not happen a couple nights ago. I have to admit that I was sharing with the 8 o'clock service that I went out and bought all these great protein bars, and I ate one, and I was angry because it was like eating rabbit food. But we are only on the 12th day, so I'm going to give myself some grace here. Some of you may have also resolved to read your Bible more, to hit the gym regularly, give more of the time of your time, you know, something to make you a better version of you. I love this time of year because it offers the opportunity and promise for renewal, for something fresh, something new. But in essence, maybe, just maybe, the same promises that we hear day after day, year after year, month after month, aren't so bad. Just stay with me for a minute, because I know it sounds very boring. But think of it as the possibility of a foundation for security, for our confidence, for peace, for hope. So take a deep breath, because a new decade is upon us. Maybe even a resolution to witness God's age-old promises manifesting themselves throughout the world. And may we see God and see that God gives us a promise of new life. Our text this morning takes a massive leap from Jesus as an infant all the way to Jesus as an adult. He is at the Jordan River with his cousin, John the Baptist. It is an invitation for all who are present to witness the fulfillment of Isaiah 40. This Old Testament prophecy says, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God, The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This morning, we are invited to witness the baptism of Jesus and to hear God's majestic and powerful voice breaking through the heavens, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This morning, we are being challenged to remember who we are through the baptism of the Lord. If you do not remember, or if you do remember, if you've never been baptized, regardless of where you are in the remembering, the celebration today in human history is conferred as a new hope for humanity. And it is a God's promise of new life. Each of the Gospels have an account of this moment in history. And when we look at this full account in all of the Gospels, this passage is a dramatic scene. John the Baptist is being abruptly introduced, appearing from out of the wilderness, baptizing in the Jordan River, looking quite crazy actually, clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He was humble. Then again, in the fullness of the gospel, there is also a space where two cousins, John and Jesus, have a conversation about who is to baptize whom. This is the moment in my mind when the gospel continues to come to life. It's down to earth, it's fresh, it's tactile, it's organic. And when we remember the baptism through the witness of this scripture, we are reminded through God's grace that we are being invited for God to invade our spirits. Promise of new life. We don't have to wait till December 31st. 11:59 p.m. to begin to start celebrating what God has for us. See, the voice of God is powerful and majestic. I have found throughout my global travels the high significance of water. Water is mentioned from Genesis to Revelation. And in between those two books, water flows through the pages of Scripture. Water speaks of physical and natural birth. Water speaks of washing, cleansing, purification. Water speaks of blessings and new life. Water is not only the sustainer of our physical well-being, water is not only what grows the crops and feeds our bellies, but water tends to our spiritual being as well. Last night, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and I said, "Tomorrow we celebrate baptism of the Lord," and like a seemingly uninterested teenager, she just said, "Okay." I said, but I have a question for you. If you were to preach on the baptism," then she goes into this big thing, "I don't want to be a preacher." So we had to go through that. I said, "But if you were to preach on the baptism of the Lord, where would you focus?" And she did not miss a beat. She said, "On those who have not been baptized, out of the mouths of babes." So here I am in front of you. Whether you have been baptized or not, I want to share this powerful moment with you. Something that we hear year after year after year after year that still brings promise and hope. See, this dramatic scene of Jesus coming out of the water, witnessing the heavens torn apart, and the descending spirit love him on like a flowing on him like a dove. And then us being able to hear this voice from God saying, you are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. See, John baptized with water only, but Christ with water and the Spirit. John baptized the body. Christ baptizes the soul. Being chosen is a powerful theme for all of us. And we have been chosen by God for different purposes and different paths. There's so much that we do not know about who God is. But we do know for certain, God does speak. We have been chosen from the moment God created each of us. The gospel reminds us, and it is a stark reminder, that John is coming out of the wilderness, which represents a place of despair, and he's still proclaiming the good news. Jesus was coming from a town where in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, Nathanael says to Philip, can anything good come from Nazareth? See, this message of the baptism offers hope to the neglected, to the oppressed, to those who feel forgotten. And if our own baptism involves a participation in Jesus' baptism, and if Jesus is called beloved from the voice of heaven, then you are beloved as well. This is God's promise of new life. You're being challenged today to be inspired to acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and to love and take pleasure in him. You're being challenged today to recall your own baptism, to recall who you are in Christ, to recall that God has a promise of new life for each of us, and we do not have to wait until a new year to live into it. You are not only a child of God, you're a child of God created to do good works. You're a child of God created for a miracle. You're a child of God created to make a difference in each other's lives, to spread the good news and to emphasize the importance of baptism. It's a place to show the world God's divine grace and love, and to remember God's grace and love in your own life. Baptism carries us into the work of discipleship, going out and sharing the good news, and transforms us into God's beloved children. It is an outward showing of our commitment to lead transformed lives. So today, we witness the divine approval of Jesus. And like so much of the scriptures, this gives us another opportunity to taste, to see, and to hear the goodness of the Lord. We are recipients of God's activity in the world. We, you and I, this is the promise of new life. The baptism of the Lord was and continues to be new hope for humanity, even though we hear the story year after year after year after year. It is hope, it is peace, it is grace. It is God's love. This lectionary passage comes at a perfect time. We have entered into a new year with excitement, new resolutions, ideas, goals, a new sense of accomplishment and hopeful expectation. But Jesus did not receive the Spirit privately. He didn't receive the spiritual benefits privately. He received the Spirit in front of all who were present in order to pass it along. And so today, as we think and remember about who we are in Jesus Christ, how the Holy Spirit indwells in each of us, it is not a private Holy Spirit. It's a very public Holy Spirit that we are called and commissioned and challenged to go out and share with everyone we meet. We may hear this over and over and over again, but this is the promise of a faithful God, that there is hope through Christ. There is hope and love in Christ. And there is peace because of Christ. And so today, remember who you are in Christ. Remember through the baptism of the Lord who you are called to be with purpose, initiative, passion, and encouragement. Always moving forward and always following God. And remember this, that we are being blessed every time we gather together. We are being blessed when we read and study the Word. But today, let us be blessed by the living water and remembering who we are through our baptism in Jesus Christ. Water sustains us. Water cleanses us. Water purifies us. And water is filled with grace and love when we think about our baptism. So yes, this is a new year. And yes, we do have the same promises, but those are the same promises from a living God. This is the promise of new life. New year, same God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to speak into that space where we remember who you are calling us to be and where we are called to remember that you will never leave us nor forsake us. That is a promise. You have promised to us that you have good things in store for us. You have promised to journey with us. You have promised to be with us. And God, as we have these new resolutions to eat healthier, to go to the gym, to even grow closer in relationship with you, God, let us just stand on the foundation that you have created us for a purpose, and that is to follow you, to be loved by you, and to share your good news. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, the purifying effects of water that sustain us, that leads us and guides us through something as powerful as a baptism. This is my son, we hear those words. Because we share in those words, oh God, we are your beloved as well, and we thank you. We bless your holy name, for you are worthy of all the praise. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's precious, beloved children said, amen. Amen.